to Artery, with Robert Simpkins, a podcast on art, authorship, and anthropology. In each episode of this collaborative podcast, one anthropologist, specializing in a particular cultural context, has a conversation with an artist of their choosing, exploring issues of authorship and relational creativity in art. In this episode, Ludmila Bredekina, a researcher at the University of Malta, speaks with virtual YouTuber Misumi Dancha. The conversation took place in Japanese, so you will hear it in English translation. I'll hand over to Ludmila to introduce herself and her guest. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Ludmila Bredekina and I'm a PhD candidate at Malta University, Department of Gender and Sexualities, Faculty for Social Wellbeing. Since late 2018, I have been researching cute or kawaii male virtual gender practices in Japan from the perspective of feminist and masculinity studies. Today, we will be talking about living in the metaverse or social virtual reality environment as VRChat. VRChat is an online virtual world platform created by Graham Gaylor and Jesse Jordry and operated by VRChat Inc. It was first released as a prototype on January 16, 2014, and later released on Steam on February 1, 2017. The platform allows users to interact with others with user-created 3D avatar worlds. We will also encounter terms such as VR, virtual reality, AR, augmented reality, and XR, extended reality. Today, Misumi will take us on a technological and conceptual journey where your daily virtual life can become art and the body is perceived as redundant. Misumi Lanzer is a virtual YouTuber, VTuber, idol, and metaverse resident with developmental disabilities and gender dysphoria. For her, the virtual being, Misumi Lanzer, is a VRChat existence art. VRChat Sonzai Gejitsu in Japanese. She lives creatively in virtual worlds powered by virtual reality headsets, full body trackers, and avatars. The key concept behind her work is her body ablation theory, Nikutai Haishi, in Japanese. Nikutai Haishi is the idea of escaping one's physical body by merging with machines and networks. Given that it is hardly achievable today, Misumi decided to become a VTuber and live in the metaverse to separate the physical body from the digital character. How does Misumi conceive living as a virtual existence art, and what does it mean? What role does her body ablation play in her various collaborative projects? Today, we're going to answer these questions in an interview with Misumi. You mentioned that you consider living in the metaverse as VRChat existence art, and that you abolish the body through virtual entertaining artworks. Can you tell me more about those two ideas?
Hi.
Living in VRChat is my existence. In a sense, it's my existence itself. From my avatar to my voice, and also to what I do. Also, by creating works in through being and living the way I want to be, and to live in VRChat. Well, the meaning of existence art is becoming a work of art myself.
So for you, VRChat existence art is simply living in the metaverse and making that activity an art form?
Yes, it's making existence an art. You could say it is my own way of life and my vision. Existence art is making the way I am and the way I live into a work of art.
I read about your body ablation theory on your node blog, but can you tell me more about it for the podcast?
To leave my body behind. When you look at what that means, it's my identity. You see, the first thing to do is to separate my identity, my wanting to be a woman from my real physical body. And so the first step in abolishing the body is to make this detached expression of myself into my main way of life as a human being. The main goal is, well, it is something that is not attainable today, and we are talking about our goal far out in the future. But human bodies perish eventually. They die. So the main goal of body abolition is to transfer one's consciousness into the network so that it doesn't die. At the moment, well, right now, the physical and social me is there for the sake of that other life, my identity. The concept is to detach my identity from the physical and social me. Up until now, the physical body was my existence itself. But going forward, my goal in abolishing the body is for my physical body to be nothing more than life, with that life just being a mere vehicle and myself, the identity that I have expressed myself as, to be my real existence.
So you started living in VRChat to abolish your body, right?
I am doing this in VRChat because it is my way of being. It is the way I am. A girl, a woman, Lancia Misumi. She continues to live in this form, in this way of being. That is what I am doing right now.
Do you remember when you started to consider yourself as VHR existence art and wanted to abolish the body?
I first started to think of VR chat, or rather, of the idea that I could exist as a woman on the internet around 2016. I remember in 2016, I saw a moving live 2D image for the first time. Well, the live 2D image that 2D VTubers often use. And at that time, I put my feminine voice to it, my high-pitched voice. This was the first time that I thought, if I run my voice through a voice changer, I might be able to live as a woman on the internet. That was the first time. And then in 2018, I started working as a VTuber using live 2D.
So watching VTubers was the reason you decided to start living as virtual existence art.
For me, at the beginning of it all, I first thought about wanting to live as the woman I wanted to be on the internet. And that was before there were any VTubers.
How do you describe your relationship to the idea of living as VRChat existence art and your body abolition theory? In other words, how do you interact in your daily life with those two concepts? How do you practically embody these ideas?
Well, while I am now in a male physical body, I normally live as a woman in VR chat and in the metaverse. And I, in terms of my own life as a woman, my goal, well, My goal is to create a world in which people are not trapped in their bodies. And for me, that's a world in which the body is abolished. In order to create this world in which people are not trapped in their bodies, I live my ordinary everyday life as a woman, Lancha Misumi. This is a model case for a way of living for the future. And it is my own existence. This existence becomes a work of art, which in itself becomes a model case that sketches out the future. That is the relationship between existence art and the body abolition.
When you started living as via child existence art and decided to abolish your body, what were your thoughts, hopes, and aspirations?
Right. Well, when I throw away my body, I had wanted to live as a woman from when I was a small child. So ever since I was a little kid, I have wanted to live as a woman. And I could finally do so in this world, you see. I feel like my real self. I regain my true self, which was suppressed by my real physical body, my male physical body. And that it is only now that I can really live as and become my real self.
What were you excited about when you think back on the moment when you discovered VTuber technology and VRChat?
Right. The first time I used VRChat, the first time I became a VTuber, I was able to realize my existence, my identity, my true existence, which is that of a woman called Lancha Misumi. One memorable memory that I had was that I remember feeling that I was finally able to exist in the way I expressed myself in my first live 2D. And when I started VRChat 2, I was able to become this girl called Lancha Misumi. I would say that in itself was great. And now I am also living with this feeling of immense comfort.
What is the meaning behind your name, Lancha Misumi? Did you make it up yourself or did you find it somewhere? What is the history behind the name?
The meaning behind my name. Right. Well, Lam means an orchid flower, the flower orchid. But, in China, there is this story about the dream of the butterfly. There was this Chinese philosopher a really long time ago. While asleep, he had this dream that he became a butterfly. And then at the time, after he woke up, he was no longer sure which was true. Is the butterfly the real me? Or the human, the real me? The philosopher said that he felt as if both were real. That story is called The Dream of the Butterfly, and I associate it, with the ram, the orchid flower, which is also called the butterfly orchid, because the flower looks like a butterfly. The hair ornament that I have here is a butterfly, which is inspired by the butterfly orchid flower. And alongside the lan, the orchid flower, the sound of cha, the tea, sounds really cute. And, well, misumi means three corners, 3 degrees, a three-dimensional space, you see. And that's because if you write misumi in Chinese characters, you get sankaku, which means three corners. A three-dimensional space, it has the x-axis, the y-axis, and the z-axis. A three-dimensional space is expressed through those three aspects. The name I took, misumi, or three corners, has that meaning.
I noticed that your virtual body had changed a bit since you first started doing VTuber and now living in the metaverse. It's still a cute girl appearance, but the clothes and haircut are a bit different. Why is that? And what were your initial thoughts when you were first creating your virtual body?
Yes, that's right. I would say that the reason I chose this form is my appearance, my clothes, my hair, all of them change quite a bit from time to time. But the basic form, you see, the basic form always stays the same. A girl with slightly long brown or black hair and an orchid hair ornament. So this form I have is basically, it's based on how I looked when I would dress up as a woman before I even became a VTuber. It's the kind of woman I would like to be. Well, normal or like ordinary? You could say normal. Not to look odd as a woman or not as a woman. I'm imagining what it would feel like to be a girl today. Anyhow, so when I am working as an idol, I am always wearing my usual pink, blue, and white outfit. But when I am living my everyday life in VR chat, I am dressed in ordinary clothes of a woman, like someone, like a woman you might see or encounter in real life.
What kind of technology does your VR chat existence art engage with?
Actually, the technology needed to live in this form, it isn't just VR. It's augmented reality, AR, as well as various types of extended reality technologies, or XR. So, if I am able to superimpose this form on top of my real body, I believe that if I can superimpose this form over my physical appearance in the physical world, I will be able to live as this woman called Lancha Misumi.
Did you have to rearrange your physical environment to live as an existence art and be able to abolish your body?
Yes, at the moment, I have a 2-meter square mat in my room on which I would always play VR chat.
Right. I also heard that other VTubers use mats. Is there any particular reason to that?
It's so that the sound doesn't echo. Because in Japan, houses are small. So, especially if you live in an apartment or a condominium, the sounds can echo quite a bit, such as your footsteps, for example. And in my case, I dance, so I have a mat to keep the sound from echoing when I am dancing.
I see. So it's important to be quiet and avoid making noise. But if you want to stay up late playing VR chat and talking, might there be a problem with you raising your voice a bit too much because you're like super excited or laughing?
Yes. Well, I myself am not very loud to begin with. So for me, it's not much of a problem.
If my memory serves me right, before you used to use a voice changer, you know, the device that allows you to change your voice, do you still use it?
I'd say I'm currently using my real voice, maybe 70%. Thanks to the voice training to raise the pitch and add to it a voice changer to make it sound a little more cute.
Since how long have you been training your voice to sound more feminine?
I started speaking in a feminine voice around 2014. That's about 9 years ago. I started voice training before there were any VTubers. Because I thought that if I could speak in a feminine voice when I was broadcasting on the internet, I might be able to have an existence as a woman. That's how I started.
Do you consider yourself to be the sole author of VRChat existence art and body abolition theory? Or are there also other people who adhere to your concept, and do you do it together as a group?
Yes. There are a lot of people who have great sympathy for my way of thinking.
Why do you think that's the case?
When people see that, when I say that I want to throw away my body, there is actually another reason. On top of that, I can live the way I want to live. I believe that there are many people who sympathize with how I feel regarding my developmental disability, in the sense that I need the power of technology to eliminate the suffering and struggles of my disability.
How do you spread the idea of VRChat existence art and body abolition?
I would like to become existence art in VR chat and spread the idea of body abolition by expressing it through the way I live my life.
I have seen some of your musical collaborations with other virtual artists. How do your ideas of virtual existence art and body abolition transpire in your collaborations?
Colorful Metaverse. My original song called Colorful Metaverse is truly a song about existence art, and body abolition.
Why did you decide to create the Colorful Metaverse song and video?
The impetus for Colorful Metaverse started from my desire to become an idol and to have my idol song written for me. And the colorful in Colorful Metaverse refers to the colorfulness of diversity and the fact that I express my own existence by myself. So, colorful also refers to the sense of expression. And combining this with the metaverse makes it Colorful Metaverse. So, it's a song about diversity, expression, and self-expression. And so, I think it's a song about the Colorful Metaverse, existence art, and body abolition.
Did you write the lyrics by yourself?
Yes, I wrote the lyrics to Colorful Metaverse.
Did you encounter any struggles while creating the song?
Actually, it went really smooth. I wrote what I wanted to convey, so I was able to have a lot of fun portraying what it was that I wanted to say.
Why is there no copyright on your song? Normally artists tend to prefer to have authorship of their work, but it seems to be the opposite for you. Why is that?
The reason why I want everyone to sing Colorful Metaverse, I want to live as who and how I want to be in the metaverse and this joy. Also, I would like to spread respect for diversity through the power of the song. And that's why I am allowing it to be used freely.
Do interactions with the public audience and people you meet in VRChat influence you whose body is the creative work?
Talking to a lot of people, I have come to realize that there are so many different people with different backgrounds in VRChat. This is why Colorful Metaverse is a song about this diversity, in which there are so many different kinds of people.
Do you have any future creative projects?
Yes. Recently, I have become able to compose my own music, and so some of my recent activities have to do with wanting to convey things through my own songs and my own words. And with regard to the goal of body abolition, well, the idea of body abolition has reached this extremely liberal stage. It has become an idea to use technology to protect my personal freedom and rights. So my activities involve making the body, the idea of body abolition, for example, turning it into a book or a video or something else that will lead to actual action in the future. I think that this is a challenge for my activities going forward.
I see. Well, I'm looking forward to your future activities. We're coming to the end of this podcast. Do you have any last words for the listeners?
I am living as the me I really want to be. The me that I really originally wanted to be. Because human beings are truly free to be who they are by nature, their original selves. I believe that human beings have the freedom to be who they want to be, away from the confinements of the physical body. This is why I would like to create a world where it is not just me who can become more free, but where the freedom of others to be what they want to be can also be respected, where we can mutually recognize each other's freedom and recognize each other as the people we truly want to be and to live as.
This was Artery with Robert Simpkins, a podcast on art, authorship and anthropology, supported by the UK Arts and Humanities Research Council. Hope to speak with you again soon.